The 16-page document was introduced to the Council by unanimous vote after an over 30-minute discussion of the proposal. Among points debated was the city's ability to control how marijuana is advertised to the public. If passed, the new ordinance would bar the use of online advertising, allowing only traditional media like television or newspapers. Mayor Rick Robb had concerns.
Okay, I'm going to understand the intent, and probably, of course, we don't want targeting advertisement to minors or anything like that, but I'm just wondering about the constitutionality of that under the First Amendment and freedom of speech, and that's the thing that's glaring out on me. I don't know if this is actually constitutional, say that part.
Rob went on to say that if the ordinance was passed at the next meeting, the city might end up being sued over these choices and suggested they rework them. Another concern of the council was the section of the proposal that disallows open containers of marijuana in vehicles. Members found the language to be confusing.
This isn't as easy as alcohol here.
That's Councilmember Zach Fansler, who sat on the committee that drafted the ordinance.
Alcohol, it's pretty clear if you've opened a can of beer, it's now an open container. Or if you have, you know, a bottle of wine that you've popped the cork on, you now have an open container.
Fansler said Tuesday that many of these rules need to be modified in order to get them right, but this is a first attempt.
There was an importance to get these these codes in place before businesses would maybe be getting licensed. But there was no thought that this would be like the final thing that like 25 years from now we'd look at this and we'd be like, man, that was the best code ever written.
The measure will be voted on outright at the next city council meeting, before which all committees will have a chance to look over the document and fine-tune their concerns. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.